What a lovely show that was, Kyle. We were on fire, you know?
I'm feeling good. A little, I have to get used to having so many windows up, but I don't think it hindered me too much.
No, you did great. I was actually really surprised of how well we were handling it and like how it wasn't hindering us whatsoever.
It's very hard for me to have a live chat for something that we were doing and not responding to some of those comments or seeing what they're saying and doing the thing of why I don't listen to any shows before we record of then taking it and using it as my own.
Yeah. Well,
I really do not want to do that at all.
Yeah. But you get like, you know, the way I see it is like you could take that point and you'd be like, hey, shout out to this person who said,
oh, yeah. And you know, like, yeah, I did it. I think once or twice, but it's interesting. I love it. Like I mentioned at the end of the episode, here's some stats from our first ever live, live show, because YouTube gives it to you right away.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We were live for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
The average view duration was about 20 minutes.
Nice.
So pretty good.
I don't know what that means.
A lot. Well, it means how long the average viewer stayed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, YouTube analytics. Gotcha.
A lot of people said they're just coming to check it out, but we're going to listen to it normally.
Thank you.
It's totally fine. 208 views. Ooh-wee. We had at peak 45 people watching.
No way. That's awesome.
Total watch time, 69 hours.
Perfect watch time, if you ask me.
Almost perfect, because it was 69 hours, 40 minutes, and 11 seconds. Whoa. We were almost at 69,420. We were so close.
We were so close. Guys, next week, so we got it. Next week, we have to. Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you all so much.
Felt great.
That felt really
not
great.
Having a mute button and having to burp and like other noises.
I didn't catch any of the burps. I mean, the calls, you did a really great job of like...
Yeah. I try. Well, I'm also happy that this mic is
working.
It's working.
Yeah. So. It's fantastic. And again, we're going to fix that for next week, too. Hopefully. I don't know how shipping rates work anymore. But that being said, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you all so very much. Mm-hmm. It made my night. I don't know. There was something about, I was nervous about it until today. And I knew everything was going to work out.
I don't know why you get so nervous about being live.
Well, because I have anxiety. And I have self-doubt issues.
But, like, I don't know.
I feel like if I make a mistake, like, I don't know, I'll accidentally
that you
spread
can't
a conspiracy
it.
Theory. And I can't.
I get that. I get
you know,
that.
I'll say something wacky, kooky, crazy. And then be like, whoops. Can't walk that back. That was just whoopsie daisy.
Well, this time, the
I shouldn't
the crazy...
have said that, you know, Queen Elizabeth was a robot.
This week, the crazy thing was just the form of Stroke the Beaver, and that was a game title. That wasn't you.
That's true. They made me say it. Not those were not my internal monologue being.
No,
didn't like that one bit. But yeah, no, that was awesome. It made me feel nice. And again, y'all, give us emote ideas. So what we'll do is like for YouTube members, we're gonna have cool little emotes. We already have cool badges for everyone. But for emotes, we need some ideas.
I see in chat already, we have a red card. I don't know what that's from.
That a long, long
that's
time
old
ago.
School
it's a
one,
good,
right?
Yeah, that's an old school reference, my friend.
We got a ham sandwich.
We do have a ham sandwich. Shout out to Fiona.
And we do have the platinum trophy.
We do.
With our controller on it already.
It's pretty cool.
So that's cool.
Yeah. The red card was back in the Make Us Better days where in Fortnite, when I didn't like you did something, I go, that's a red card. And I had an emote of someone giving you a red card.
All right. Yeah. That's cool.
You acted up. That's a red card.
I didn't bring it up in the show notes, but Sean did pop in.
Okay.
And he did ask a question.
Okay.
He said, question for Joe.
Yeah.
Why is he a coward and ignoring my presence in the chat right now? And then follow up question for Joe. Okay. What's it like to have someone join your chat and verbally assault you asking for a friend? And I laugh, Joe, because you do that constantly.
Right.
I mean, you'll pop up in 6-1 Indie and be like, Kyle, Kyle,
answer your
why aren't you answering me? I'm doing a show. What do you want?
It's my love.
Hey, Kyle, do you hear about this thing away? That's totally unrelated of what we're talking about? You do that constantly.
Hey, Sean, question. I'll go answer that question with a question. Why would you put a live show right next to my live show knowing that I gave you 2 weeks in advance to you know, maybe not try to steal my thunder. Are you scared? Let me ask in a Tucker. No, actually, let me ask in a Tucker Carlson.
No. Don't bring up Sean his name in my presence. No,
please. It's great. I've been learning. Now, why would Sean Capri go into a chat and ask deranged questions? Why would Sean Capri go out there and put a live show next to our live show at the same time? Why would he do this? And the answer is obvious. He's scared. Now, why is Sean Capri scared? What's he afraid of? Is he afraid of the dark? Is he afraid of the boogeyman? Or is he afraid of our Fantasy Critic League? And it becomes very obvious. He's not doing any good in that Fantasy Critic League. And it's obvious. And everybody can see it. And that's the word with Purd. It's pretty good.
Like, Purd happily.
More like turd craply.
I feel like I need to step in and try to save our friendship here.
Sure. Why would Sean Capri do that? Does he have no disregard to our friendship? Or handshake agreements? Why would Sean do that? I don't know. That's my best Tucker Carlson. How did you like it?
It's you know.
Yeah.
It did the job.
It's really, yeah. It's great. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right. Kyle. Lovely, lovely show we had. Mm-hmm. Now it's mental health awareness month.
Yeah, mental healthness.
Just wait, am I smelling toast?
Yes.
Nope, just smells like
Oh, all right, cool. Hey.
Mental health awareness month. And I said it on the show, I had a panic attack the other day. I let bad thoughts creep up on me, and I don't like that one bit. Not one bit. Because you know what? You know, the whole thing that I've had, so... You know, honest engine here, y'all. That's resting heart rate, baby, 69.
Hey.
I'm just on a roll. So, you know, I've had this one job for a while now, but y'all know I've been looking elsewhere to find somewhere for me. And in this journey, my current job, they offered me a position, right? A different one, an exciting one that is a better situation for me because I get to go back to school and do IT, right? And some things happened, some wires got crossed, and that didn't seem like it was a path forward. And for me, I kind of banked a lot on that to happen. And in honesty, and I'm being vague on purpose here, not to get anybody in trouble, including myself, it should have happened. Like, it shouldn't have been this difficult to get. Because I'm very proud to say I'm very good at my job. I'm not the best. There's way better people than me, but I'm great at it. And so I was a little ticked off. And because I put all my eggs in that one basket, I'm like, oh, God damn it. Student loans are coming back. Everything's mounting on me. Always when I get a win, a big L has to fall somewhere. Like, when things are going great, something has to, you know, jam up the cogs and all that. Mm-hmm. Luckily, things worked out today because I kind of spoke my mind on the situation, and now I'm in the prospect of getting something actually better and something that's going to be really, really cool. So it looks like the position that I'm taking on is like more of a job coach for people that are on the spectrum, and it's really cool to know that like what you're doing helps benefit people's lives.
Yeah,
and to know that I get to transfer my communication skills to other folks that need it and need that help is a really exciting prospect for them.
I have friends that do that in my high school. That is what their job is. They go and coach kids with special needs and get them in the workforce and help them do the best that they could when they're out of school. Like, yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a field that like so many people, And it's a stressful job. Do not get me wrong. It's a demanding one. It's also the most rewarding job you have because you know you're benefiting a human being. You're seeing it firsthand how you're helping a person do things that we take for granted. And so to transfer that into like, oh, now I'm seeing them get a job and improve and do things again that we take for granted, from things that like stocking shelves or like working at a coffee shop, like things that we're always like, oh, I'm stuck at this, you know, dead end job or whatever. But we take that job for granted because it's just like, yeah, but there's some people that don't have the luxury of doing that.
Yeah.
You know,
that don't pick up on the same social cues that we would.
Mm-hmm.
And know like, yeah, no, I have to go do this right now. Yeah. But, you know, some people need help understanding that they need to be aware of their surroundings a little bit more.
Absolutely. And so to be part of that is really exciting. So, you know, I what I learned was just like, hey, Joe, listen, it's not about the degree so much of what are you doing that's making an impact. And I'm really happy for where I'm at right now as it stands. But good. What happened to me, and I want to be kind of open with people as well, is I want to have like an honest conversation. Again, Mental Health Awareness Month. I usually have panic attacks once every quarter.
Like it's business quarter. A fiscal year. Call.
That's right. Yeah. Left side of brain is talking to the right side.
We expect at least two more panic attacks to drop before the end of fiscal year 2020.
Like right side of the brain's like, and what will those panic attacks be about? Are they
yes.
existential or is this?
My sock is on wrong and it will cause an avalanche of doubt and self-deprecating humor that will caused me to spiral into a deep dark
spiral space. And how long will that spiral last, do you think?
Oh man, what's that projected it's hard number? To say the onset of it happens quickly onset but it might quickly. Stick around for I don't know 48 hours to 3 months.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Write that down.
And terrific. No, these are great numbers, but we want to up last year's quarter. How are you expected to up those numbers?
Great. So in addition to the panic attacks, we are offering free DLC in the forms of DLC. Morning and nightly cry sessions.
Oh,
where you can't help to just let the tears flow.
And this is a pre or post Ted Lasso episode?
Both pre and post.
Pre and post. Okay. Not absolutely. Good cries then. Okay. Good cries.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Excellent. 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 Yeah. And now are these and panic attacks
now,
on self-doubt or... Yeah, yeah. Now, like for me, my panic attacks suck because it's just something that happens. And it's just like there's no rhyme or reason per se to them. They just happen, and then like my sense is like I breathe really loud, and then I have to run and I have to shout. Like I need to shout for help because I think I'm dying in that moment.
Oh yeah,
and it's it's really scary to me even thinking about it. Kind of gets my heart rate up.
So. I'll tell you the first time I had one and the most recent really bad one. Mm-hmm. First time I had one was right after my first niece JLo was born. I remember this so vividly. It was upstairs on the couch in the living room. Mom, dad were there, sister, dogs. And I was sitting there holding her and I just was like staring out. Mm-hmm. And it was right after my last remaining grandparent just passed.
Mm.
And I was sitting there holding her. One of her dogs were going through some health stuff that eventually led to her being put down.
Sure.
And I was just holding her, staring off. And all of a sudden, it felt like I was floating above the room.
Yes, I hate those.
I was on the couch. I knew it was on the couch, but I felt so out of my body that when I snapped to, the hyperventilating started. The heart started beating super quickly.
Yeah.
And I just had to pass her off. And I never, ever do that.
Yeah.
If my nephew now, my nieces, if they're going to like snuggle up and hang out.
You're all up for it. Yeah.
I'm there. So I just passed her off to my sister. Mm-hmm. I just got up and I sprinted out of the house. I just needed some fresh air and nobody knew and nobody asked or said anything about it. Yeah. I just had that moment to myself and didn't talk about it, which then led to a week passes by and I was sitting down. I was having a frozen pizza watching Monday Night Raw where it felt like my heart was going to beat out of my chest. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
And I walked up the stairs. I was crying and I said, I'm going to the emergency room. My heart can't stop beating. And I went to the emergency room And they were just like, you are so stressed out. You gave yourself a panic attack. There's so many life events that were happening.
Yeah.
You're not on medication. I wasn't on medication at the time for anxiety or anything. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you just, here's some Xanax. If you need it,
go home, relax.
Yeah. You're not dying. It's not a heart attack, whatever. Yeah. That was the first one. One of the most recent ones, it was, I was streaming. Mm. It was, I think, the day before or 2 days before Greg Miller was coming on the show and I was going to be on PS I Love You. One of the two.
Yeah.
I was streaming Resident Evil 2. I was playing through a Mr. X thing. And I was sitting here. I was having a great time. I was interacting with chat, whatever. And I think somebody was like, are you excited to podcast with Greg for the first time? Mm-hmm. And I saw that. Didn't think too much of it. But then the reality of that situation hit and I had the sharpest pain in my shoulder, arm and chest at the same time. Yeah. And I people from our community were watching and I tweeted about it afterwards. It felt like my skin was crawling, mm-hmm. like electricity just jolting up. I thought I was dying. I ended the stream right away. I went upstairs. I'm like, Dad, this is bad.
Yeah.
It was late. Like, I'm so happy he was still awake because I don't know if I would have handled that being alone in that situation very well. Fair. And it took me 45 to an hour to get that feeling of tingleness to go away. And it was just all panic. It was all anxiety. I was nervous. I was a bundle of nerves and it sucks. I've had minor ones before, but those were the two major, major, major ones. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I learned from those that I need to get better on is the communicating and telling people, like, y'all.
Now I'm starting to.
I'm stressed.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, and people have made those things mm-hmm. very well known to you. Yeah. And then you have said it to me. I talk about my stuff on Twitter because that is my way of talking about it to release that valve. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. I know not everyone loves hearing about it, but if I don't do that, everything piles up and it's like a pressure valve
that you're just releasing.
That is, well, but if I don't do it, the pressure's just going to build and then I'm going to have one of those major panic attacks again.
So
I can't go through it again.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, so mines have now turned into, it's the anxiety. The job search was getting to me. And when I got the bad news of like, hey, the job's now in limbo, but again, now everything's good. We were watching. You want to hear something funny? We were watching Scream 2.
Okay.
Because we just got done. Like Amy and I, we've been watching the whole Scream franchise. We started. Weird. We started. First off, I've seen one way back when. It's a great film.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then randomly, Amy's like, "I feel like watching Scream 4." And then she's just like, "I kind of want to watch Scream 5."
Is four the one with Hayden?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she's like, okay, I'm up. Because Amy's weird. She's like, she'll be militant. She's like, I don't want to watch this. And then Amy's my best friend and she's very open and she's said it publicly before. So it's fine. But then she has these weird kinks that she's just like, oh, I kind of think the Scream guy's hot.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And I'm like, who hurt you? She's like, I don't know. But I now kind of want to see Scream 5 because I kind of think Scream guy's hot. And I'm like, all right, God bless you, child. Let's go. Let's watch it. And first off, Scream 5 and 6 are legitimately great. Like, it goes Scream 6, Scream 1, Scream 5 in that order. Like, top three Screams.
I need to watch them.
Really good, dude. What's her name? Michelle Beretta, I believe, is her name.
Okay.
Legitimately and in the most respectful way I could ever say in my entire life, just beat the shit out of me, lady. You know, like, just she is so beautiful. Her in In the Heights? Oh my goodness. So I was just like, mm-hmm. I'll watch this movie and Jenna Ortega's in it. All right, let's go. Let's do this. I'm very open. But legitimately really fun times. Like, really, especially six, dude. It's really good. Yeah. Anyway, watch Scream 2. And, no, sorry, it was Scream 3. And I was like, I got up all of a sudden out of my seat. Because, like, also Amy was venting, and I'm also, like, I believe the term is empath. Like, I feel other people's feelings.
Same, absolutely.
And I kind of chameleon from time to time. And so, like, she's venting about her job. I'm venting about mine. But it wasn't like I was releasing steam. It was just adding to it. And we kept on going. But midway through the film, I just got up. And he's like, why are you standing up? And I was like, I don't even know why. I don't even know why I'm standing up. This is strange. And she's just like, okay. And I turn the knob of my door and I open the door. It's like, why are you opening the door? I go, I don't know right now. I'm kind of freaking out. Because just prior, I had two pains in my chest, like shockwaves.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, this is it. This is the end time. And so when I got up, I grabbed my watch and I put it on my wrist. I checked my heart rate and I was at 111. Uh-huh. Now, usually my resting heart rate, and this is why I said 69, who, is around 70 to 60. Like, my heart rate, I'm pretty calm. Pretty calm too. Right now, 69, who. So when it's at 111 and I'm not doing anything, I'm not walking or traversing jack shit, I'm a little concerned. And that's where I thought I was having a heart attack, because it wasn't like a normal panic attack where it just happens quick, ends quick. No, this happened for a minute. Yeah. This happened for a couple of minutes. And I just go, Amy, I don't know what's up. I'm scared right now. I'm just literally telling you, I'm scared. Nothing to do with the movie. I swear to God, I'm just scared. I don't know what's happening. I need to go downstairs. I walk downstairs. My parents are down there. They're eating. And I was like, guys, I don't want to scare y'all. I don't know what's happening. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm getting these weird pain in my chest. And I can't breathe. That's a old skit. And I was like, I just got to tell you, this is what's happening. I love y'all. Just monitor me, okay? And my parents, of course, as Hispanic households be, they don't help with the anxiety. They just fucking fuel it.
Absolutely. God forbid I say anything about me feeling that way.
Lose weight, fat ass. It's like, in the moment, not helpful, actually. You'd be surprised. Sure, even in the long term.
My parents would be like, well, why are you so anxious and depressed? Like, just, you need to talk to people. Like, that's not helping in the moment.
No. Yeah. Relax.
We can unpack that later.
Exactly.
But I need you in a different type of understanding right now.
My brother's calling me. I'm going to ignore it. He probably beat the game. But, yeah, so I was just like, you know. So I got outside to the deck. Amy follows me out. She's really concerned. And honest to God, shout out to best friend Amy here. I'm sitting down and she's like, Joe, just breathe. Don't think about anything. Just breathe. And then she scratches my back. Like, you know, like back and forth.
Is that like your calming thing?
Apparently it is, because it calmed me the hell down. I was focusing
mine is fingers through my hair.
Yeah, I was focusing on my breathing and I was focusing on just the feeling of her nails. And that was actually helping me calm down. I was like, okay, whew, I'm feeling good. Jesus, Dan, stop calling me. I get it. You beat the game. My brother does a thing. Here's a podcast. No, shut up. Stop. My brother does a thing. He's like, no, Joe, no spoilers. But, and then he does like a, what he thinks is a vague spoiler, but it's not. He just spoils it. Like, I'm not a fucking idiot, Dan. I know.
He's important at Costco. We learned that in the last show.
For those of you who missed it, my brother thinks that if I go to Costco with his card, people will know it's not me, him, because he goes there on a weekly basis, that they know his face and they know mine and they won't let me in. Because they have a customer of the month that they have, Daniel Moran, plaque right up there. It's stupid. But yeah, so Costco's number one customer is just like, he's just bugging me right now. I haven't beaten the game. I'm doing a podcast. He knows. But yeah, so in that moment, that helped me. And the sad thing, you know, we all know about the healthcare in this country. Not the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to wait 3 months until I can get anxiety meds, but I know I'm going to do it. I know I need anxiety meds. I know I need ADD meds, you know, because I got.
I have an anxiety medication that I take.
Yeah. Humble brag.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It works sometimes. Other times, my anxiety is so great that it kind of breaks through. It is what it is. I don't know. Yeah. I try to bring it up to my doctor, and yeah. any old good doctor would say, "Oh, you're too fat.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work because you're too fat." Thanks, fucking genius. That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Shit, you mind handing me the stethoscope and I can fucking examine you? Because I think we're drawing the same fucking conclusion.
One of these times, Joe.
Yeah.
One of these times when I go to the doctor for something that I want to get checked out, I'm going to pull a Joe.
Yeah.
How? And say, when they say, "Oh, Kyle, have you ever thought about, losing weight? Like, you're too big." I was like, "What?
What?
No.
No. Oh, my God. You kidding
me?
Okay.
I'm fit as a fiddle." Just acting exactly shocked. How could you talk to me?
Oh my God.
No freaking duh.
Oh my God. What an extra you gotta tell me? Oh my God. The sky is blue, grass is green. Holy shit, Doc. I think you're onto something. Yeah. I'm so sarcastic. I think I've said this multiple times, but I'm so sarcastic at work. Nobody knows if I'm if I'm pulling a fast one or not. It's brilliant. But
yeah.
Dan, I need your Mando helmet for Star Wars Day tomorrow.
Oh.
Okay. One second. We're going to get my brother on the show. One second.
Right now?
Yeah, why not? This is an after show. You got to ask him a few questions.
Real quickly, yeah. I just realized, since I'm logged into YouTube, do you want me to cut out the pre-show now while we're doing the post-show?
Can you do that?
I'm looking at it right
now. Fuck yeah, this is, oh my God, why didn't we start streaming sooner? God, this is awesome. One sec, I'm opening the door. My brother's gonna come in.
Okay. This is the first time I've ever gonna see Joe's brother on video.
He looks a little bit like me, very bald, curly hair. You know.
Spitting images.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, but I gotta tell him, you can't say wacky and kooky shit. This is PG-13. Coming on up.
Yeah, don't bring up things like Stroke the Beaver.
Hey, Dan. We're doing our Patreon post show. You can't say anything wacky and kooky and crazy, but I want to just introduce everybody. Now Dan's going to get ready. You can come on camera. Nobody sees us. Only hi. This is Costco's number one customer. Right here. It's right over there. Right here. Daniel Moran. How are you, Dan?
Hey, who am I talking to?
You're talking to my friend Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
How are you?
Into
I'm
the
good.
Mic.
How are you?
What are you?
Hi, Carl. How are you today?
Jesus Christ.
Doing great.
He's doing great.
I hear a lot about you, Kyle. I never watched this show. I don't know anything about it.
He really doesn't.
I just know I can't talk.
That's
can't
right.
Yell.
Can't yell.
I can't beat my wife during the show.
What did I say?
Whoa!
What did I say?
Can't do any of that stuff.
This is a hands-free household. Mando helmet over there.
Oh my god.
Stuff.
Yeah. This is the post show. I now know where the Morans get it.
Patreon.com. We're going to have to edit that, but we're gonna bleep it out so people think you're sane.
Okay. This is for my kids.
Okay, he's really excited about this.
It's for my kids.
Very cool.
He has a Mando helmet. He's holding it up. He's waving.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it like this.
Again, this is an Baby audio Yoda podcast. Yeah. Okay.
Baby Yoda. Right in there. See ya.
All right, bye. Did you beat the game?
Yeah, I did.
Don't tell me anything.
No spoilers, but...
That's right. Wait for it.
But probably one of the
best
stories ever told for LucasArts. Is that what
games.
It is still?
Yeah.
Lucas Games now? Yeah, probably one of the best stories ever told.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
As an avid Star Wars fan.
We know. We talk
and
about
the
Sleeper
Collection.
I didn't
really care for Jedi Fallen Order that much.
Right. You liked it, but you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get why everybody's doing this giant, parade for it.
Sure.
But in this one, wow, next level.
Okay. All right. There you go.
They learned a lot.
There you go. All right, close the door.
Is that in the camera? There you go.
There you go. Again, audio podcast. they're not seeing it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Close the door.
Real talk, Joe? Yeah. You could absolutely pass for him at Costco.
call. I'm gonna have a heart attack for real.
Just breathe. What's your heart rate at?
Oh god, let's check. Let's go. Oh, it's at 70.
Look at that. No.
Oh god. There you go. God, my brother. That's him in the flesh. What a show that was, Kyle. I'm so happy really we did it. You know, it's been terrific. But, what a success.
Getting back to it, like, are you okay now?
Oh, right. Sorry. That was side tangent. Yeah. No, way better now. Honestly, so here's what helped. So in that moment, Amy helped me out a great deal, but I was still feeling it. It was coming in waves and wasn't leaving. So, you know, I woke up. I still had a lot of anxiety. And like I had like an interview per se, like a call interview. And I was like, okay, maybe this is it, but I don't know. And I was at work, still on edge. And I let my boss know too. And she was really great about it. And I even let her know, I'm like, I'm going to step out for like 10 minutes. I got to take a call. Took the call and the phone interview went really well. But I knew it was something I didn't want to do. But The thought of like, oh yeah, you have options still. That's what gave me hope. And I literally felt my heart drop in a good way. You know, like there was like a weight suddenly taken off my chest. That's what got me back on track. So I'm really like, I'm incredibly thankful. For my friends in the moment, my coworkers. And then today I did a really cool thing today. I set out, I was just like, okay, so, you know, it was one of those like, hey, I know I'm good at my job. What happened here? What's it like? But like in a kind way. And we talked it out and they gave me two really great options. And they're just like, you don't have to answer it now, but you know. What do you want? Now, one of the options was it's a little less stress, but it would interfere with the podcast, interfere with my free time, because it's a 4 to 12 shift. I'm like, it's a weird shift. I'm thinking about my personal life outside of work. I'm like, yeah, I get a lot of free time, but I don't get to spend that with anyone because everyone's at work. This one has a normal time frame. I feel like I'm helping more people, so I feel like, yeah, I'm gonna choose this path. So that then dropped pretty much all my anxiety down and I feel normal again. So I'm feeling good. I was proactive and I tackled the situation head on, so I'm feeling better now. And it's really good. It's really important for us to have these conversations. And like my number one tip for anybody that has anxiety or has panic attacks is like in the moment, let someone know. Even if you text them, even if they don't reply back immediately. If you call them, leave a voice message. Of course, you know, you may worry that person in the moment, but like it's helpful to you. And when that person calls back and they ask if you're okay and all that jazz, it's going to help you out to know that someone cares. Mm-hmm. You know, and when they catch them and they'll talk you through it. You know, that's my thing is like, be open about it. Mental health is, you know, I was actually talking to a lady. Ooh, wee, Joe has a love interest. Whoa. And, you know, we were talking about it and I go, you know, I feel like guys, us dudes, we love to like just internally, you know, hold things in inward. Mm-hmm. Until one day we have that explosion. We got to stop doing that shit. It's not manly or masculine. It's just fucking dumb. It leads to unneeded stress. So just say how you're feeling in that moment. If you're having anxiety going, hey, I'm a little anxious. Why? I don't know per se, but I'm feeling it. You know?
I mean, that's kind of how I've been doing things for the past few years. Not great at. There's some things I need to work on. Like, I made a it's somewhat joking now that I'm out of it and the fog has lifted a little bit. But I mentioned during the pre-show of like how I was a little annoyed with you over the Redfall Fans Critic thing. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff, which I'll talk about in a second, but like talking to friends about things that I disagree with, mm-hmm. I always would much rather not have that conversation, especially because they have their own things going on in their sure, lives and sure. whatnot, then not add to that. So I don't talk about it, and then it just festers.
Yeah, it's important
though. So just getting to the Redfall thing.
Yeah.
I hated Joe.
Yeah.
Granted, we dropped it for the best.
For the best.
I would have been okay with it still. Mm-mm. This is me. I've for a few weeks now. You've been texting me like, we should drop Redfall for weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's fine. It's whatever. And then you talk to everyone else and they're like, no, but really, Kyle. And then you completely, it felt like to me, yeah. It feels like I'm on a couch right now. Please.
Is it a black sofa and the camera's pointed at
you? No, yeah. It's one of those red leather ones with like the curved okay, cool. arms.
One of them says you're about to get
Oh, yeah. No. I know that couch. I'm not on that couch.
Okay, good.
Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, you were talking to everyone else and getting feedback.
Those names shall be nameless.
Yeah. You have your own private DMs where you talk about all that jazz.
Wink. I winked.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It felt like you weren't listening to me, your teammate, and valuing everyone else's thoughts over mine. And that wasn't the first instance.
It's not. It's not, guys.
The second instance happened a few days earlier where on the show, you were like, hey, Kyle, should I get the Final Fantasy Pixel remasters?
Yeah.
And I talked to you through it. I was like, you know, maybe with all the addition, whatever.
Yeah.
Literally the next day, that conversation never happened. And on Twitter, you're asking multiple people, hey, should I get it?
Yeah.
We just had a conversation, Joe. Do my views matter? Do my words matter at all? And then it just festered and...
Right.
I realize how silly that is now, but in the moment, I was like,
son of a bitch. So sometimes,
every time I have to tell Joe something, every single time I want to talk to him about something serious, I always don't do it. And then here we are.
So sometimes I have an idea. I'm going to let you know how my brain works and let you know that I'm part of a problem. So when it comes to like those things, like we've talked about it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I value your opinion and I'm definitely going to get it. Trust me.
Okay.
But sometimes I say things on social media, hang on for it, because I know things are going to hit, because I know I'm going to get an interesting conversation out of it, okay?
Yeah.
This is what's called a social media influencer, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now that doesn't...
Oh, is that what you're calling yourself these days?
I mean, yeah. So what I mean by that, it's not like my opinions are like fabricated, but I look at something going, hey, I want to talk about Final Fantasy. Here's my avenue to talk about Final Fantasy. Hey, like, for example, like, the updates. You know, I've seen a lot of negativity, so I was just like, hey, on my end, this latest patch fixed it. So I think about that. So, like, you know, I've talked to you about this numerous times. When I tweet something,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually thinking about how I'm navigating Twitter. I'm not just saying anything that pops in my head. I'm actually thinking of how it brings value. And then secondly, how does it grow the brand? So a great example is my Redfall tweet. Hey, it's about promoting my best self and promoting my brand. So I said, hey, I believe in Redfall. I'm still rooting for it. This hours after or before the reviews. It's like people worked on this.
Mm-hmm.
Not a terrific opinion to hold. But it's important to say it because, A, I do believe in Redfall, and I know that a dev's going to look at that and go, thank you for not yelling at me. at the same exact time, I then made a tweet clarifying, going, listen, because a lot of people jumped on that post and yelled at me and called me an X-Bot. I'm like, I host a PlayStation show. Nonetheless, you fucking baboon. I host a PlayStation show. Bringing it back. So I'm just like.
There's an emote for YouTube.
Yeah, it's a baboon's ass. There's a fucking baboon and he's throwing shit.
No, it's the baboon's rainbow ass. That's what it is.
You know, so like, to me, it's just like, then I made a clarificational like post going, hey, what I mean by this is like thoughtful critiques. It's what I'm meaning. It's just being nice. I know it's a terrible opinion to have. So that's what I do when I post. It's something where I'm like, I'm being mindful of myself. What do I think can make a good conversation? What could bring light to a situation? What is maybe funny in the moment? Like, my Twitter is all about maximizing someone's like happiness. Like, I don't want to be the douchebag in the room. I don't like, it would be really easy for social media clout to go, Redfall sucks, upload a clip that shows a loadout of mine. Going, oh, look at the graphics on level fucking 2 over here, and then upload it, Xbox share. That would get way more traction. And I've seen people, people been doing that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even trying to white knight it. It's like, it's okay to know that something is flawed here. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But be thoughtful about it. So that's what I do on social media. So it's never me going, I don't value your opinion, Kyle. I very much do.
And like I said, I get it. Yeah. But that's when I'm in the spiral, mm-hmm. that is how I twist things. Fair. And that's, I know it's bad.
Yeah, you're not being fair to
yourself.
I'm
working on it. I'm human.
Yeah. Not being fair to yourself, kid.
Yeah, no, I know.
Be fair to yourself. So that's how I use for, and like for, and here's another thing as well for like patrons out there as well, like how we do stuff when it comes to, when it comes to the Trophy Room's Twitter, we're like, I always make it where everything has to have a purpose. If I'm I've had folks of like, how to use Twitter. I was like, to me, Twitter is just like, I'm posting out things that are relevant to PlayStation most of the times, but relevant to the podcast. Like, it's not about, trust me, we're going to engage with you. We're going to like tweet out your stuff and whatnot. But to me, it's less about the community aspect than it's more about informing the community on what our plans are. For us, it's like community's Discord. Community is all Discord. Twitter is, mm-hmm. alerts and announcements that you should know about. And that we've seen helps. Like, we are the only, out of the entire groups of folks that I've talked to, we are literally the only people that have thrived under Elon's Twitter shenanigans.
Mm.
Like, we're the only ones that are actually seen our engagement increase. And that's nuts. I'm seeing a lot of folks that are struggling. We're the only ones. And so I'm like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, you know, that's how we use Twitter. I'm always mindful of what I'm posting because I want to make sure I'm bringing thoughtful critiques and then positivity afterwards to something. So, yeah, I'm very mindful, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Nice. Also, patrons, last but not least, how are you liking the new thumbnails?
Ooh.
I'm digging them a little bit. I wish there were, like, I like our old thumbnails more. Don't get me wrong, but this helps with time management, which I was struggling with. So let me know in the comments if you like this style of what I've, you know, what I'm putting out there. So then maybe down the line we could go up to an artist going, hey, could you create us a thumbnail that looks a little splashy? But I know YouTube doesn't really reward that much. So.
Oh, speaking of Patreon.
Yeah.
Had a thought of another Patreon exclusive merch idea.
Ooh, tell me.
It's a t-shirt.
Okay.
I know we talked about mugs and everything.
Yeah.
But one of our, I think, my personal favorite sayings or like bits from the show is when we go, say it with confidence, gusto, meaning. And what if that is the shirt? Say it with confidence, gusto, and meaning.
I love it.
And just like on the back, have our logo like up by the collar.
Dude, I love that. Real talk.
I think that's a really cool shirt.
Yeah.
Then we make that for, I don't know, whatever month.
Yeah.
But we got to find someone to actually make it.
Speaking of May, with the new shirts, everybody's getting a new shirt. Everybody's getting the platinum tier. You're getting a dope ass shirt.
Oh, maybe that's the shirt this month then.
Hot damn. We'll get someone to work on it.
And that kind of ties in with Mental Health Month too.
I like it.
Say it or do it with confidence, gusto, and meaning.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, all right. So we'll find someone to.
You're on the case.
Whip it up. I'll find somebody.
There you go. With that said,
really quickly before we end.
Okay.
Surprise package that I got because I didn't realize. I thought I ended my Patreon pledge to her before I would get a second set of these. But wonderful friend of the show and just amazing human being, Nerf Alice on Twitter. Incredible artist.
Incredible. Her Daredevil stuff is insane.
Oh, it's really, really cool. I'm going to actually send you this one.
Okay.
Because this was... So she does a Patreon where you can subscribe and get her actual artwork every month or so. First of all, look at this HBO Alaska.
Wow. Like, holy come on.
I didn't realize this was it because I thought I canceled it, so I wasn't keeping in touch. But that's one of them.
Her art style, like, I can't even describe it. It's
really cool.
Insane.
It's Ghost Rider.
Wow.
Very, very cool. This other one, which...
It's like her artwork's like it's like dripped on, but it's really so is. Deadly accurate.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Whoever's in charge of Marvel Snap, get Nerf Alice in your game.
What the fuck?
These are look at that Spider-Man one.
The Miles one is nuts. Oh god.
Like her Daredevil one, her Moon Knight, which is incredible. Wow. Marvel Snap needs to get her art in the game. Because this is like...
Marvel, where are you guys? Let's tag Marvel.
But this is the one I'm going to send to you.
Okay. Let me see this bad boy. Is that Robert A? Robert A. Fett?
Yeah, man.
Damn, that's a sick Boba.
It's sick, right? I saw it. I was like, I got to give it to Joe.
Holy shit, yes.
I like a Star Wars, but I don't... I love Star Wars. So that's coming to you in the near future.
Thank you, buddy. Love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Yeah. That's it, everybody. Love you so much. Thank you for making the first ever Trophy Room Live something really special for the 45 plus people that joined us tonight. The over 200 that already clicked on stuff. Thank you all so much. That's it. With all that out of the way, everybody, keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye-bye.